No, they look like a few muddy ditches in the ground, but the trenches in Woodland alongside Edinburgh's Dreghorn Barracks are an important physical reminder of the horrors of World War One. They were dug to train soldiers heading for the Western Front. The significance of the site has only come to light thanks to campaigning by a local author and journalist whose own father trained there. Now, archaeologists are surveying the area to assess what's left and how to look after it. Hugh Williams reports.
Down a muddy footpath alongside Dreghorn Barracks perimeter fence and into the woods, suddenly you're among a network of trenches, perhaps 150 metres in total, where World War One soldiers were trained before they went to the front.
They would have been at least 5 feet, I mean shoulder high in depth, if not deeper in places.
That's the city of Edinburgh's archaeologist, John Lawson. You come up to the hillside, yeah, and suddenly there we are. We're into a dugout, the kind of thing that Blackadder and Baldric were in.
Yes, it's very much it's a sort of an observation dugout. We're very lucky to actually have one.
Oh, we don't want to lose you, but we need you.
At the same time as music motivated recruits, an extraordinary series of sketches which purported to depict life on the front line were recorded and on sale to their families back at home.
Here, Sergeant, have a look through this periscope. There's something lying out there in no man's land. Yes, it's one of our boys wounded. Where are you off to, Steppy? Come back, you fool. I'll go. He's over the top.
Of course, it all ends happily with our hero congratulated for his fine pluck and a rousing chorus of...
He's a jolly good fellow.
But we now know that life and death in the trenches wasn't really like that.
I'm not sure that anything could have prepared them for what they came up against over there.
Because we know, in fact, it was hell on earth, wasn't
Absolute
it?
Absolute hell on earth, yes.
Lynn Gladstone Miller's father trained here in the practice trenches at Dreghorn before he went to France in 1916. One night, in no man's land, his two companions were killed. He was shot in both legs, and no one came to rescue him.
He had to crawl quite a long way in the dark on his elbows. And it was dark, right? All hell was going on. Guns, firing, everything else. Three things. One, you might be shot again, by the Germans, I mean. Two, you might fall into a flooded shell hole and you would drown because you couldn't get out. Three, shot by one of your own people. And that was a massive hazard and did happen.
So what did he do?
He yelled and shouted his name and regiment. He said he thought the whole of Germany would hear him to tell them who he was.
Now an archaeological survey is underway, involving experts from the Defence Infrastructure Organisation, the City of Edinburgh and the University of Glasgow, to see exactly what's left at the site and what state it's in before decisions can be made about how to conserve it and what to do next. Colonel Phil Bates is commander of the Edinburgh Garrison.
As we think about commemorating the start of World War One next year, I think this is a project that really does lead into that and give it some real relevance for the year ahead.
And Lynn Gladstone Miller is clear about what she'd like to see.
I think it's a very good tool to show the younger generation this is what the First World War was like. We're coming up to this big anniversary. I don't think they should be changed too much or dollied up. You know, they look what they are, but perhaps the saplings taken out, an interpretation board, maybe a little bridge to tell people what they are. But I think also they could make a marvellous visual memorial to these people who volunteered and came and trained here and never came back.
Hugh Williams reporting there. And that's it from us for this morning. Good morning, Scotland. 8 until 10 tomorrow morning. Right now, it's just gone 10 to 9, and Kay is here. How are you?
I'm very well, Gary. That was very moving stuff, that,
yeah,
wasn't
absolutely
it?
Nice,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
indeed.
It's really good to hear that kind of testimony.